Eagles in the Storm by Ben Kane. Read by David Rintoul.
Prologue. Autumn, AD 15. Near the Roman fort of Vetera on the German frontier. Autumn sunshine lanced from a break in the banked cloud above, flashing off the 5th Legion's eagle. A sign from the gods, many would have said. Divine sent or not, the beams drew everyone's gaze to the glittering golden eagle. Senior centurion Lucius Cominius Tullus was mesmerized. He forgot the nip and the gusting west wind, and stared. Perched on crossed thunderbolts with garlanded wings raised behind, held aloft by the bare-headed Aquilifer, the eagle radiated power, the physical embodiment of the legion's spirit and the sacrifices made by its soldiers. It demanded reverence, expected devotion. "I am your servant," thought Tullus. "I follow you, always." As ever, the eagle made no answer. Patient, Tullus waited and watched. His answer came perhaps a dozen heartbeats later when the Aquilifer shifted position. The sun's rays again bounced off the eagle, this time searing Tullus's eyes. Blinking, awestruck, he repeated his oft-made vow to serve the eagle unto death. Before he'd finished the silent oath, his heart wrenched. Loyal as he was, the 5th's eagle wasn't the standard about which he dreamed, nor the one which dragged him night after night, sweat-soaked and with racing pulse, from sleep. Tullus's soul would always belong to the eagle of the 18th, his legion for a decade and a half. The legion had been annihilated, with two others, 6 years before, by Arminius, a Cherusci chieftain and one-time ally of Rome. Although Tullus had survived the bloodbath, dragging with him a handful of his soldiers, the mental scars it had left pained him yet. He lived for revenge on Arminius, but stronger still was his desire to recover the 18th's eagle. One of the three lost standards had just been recovered, fanning hot his heartfelt wish. A man coughed behind him, dragging Tullus to the present and the parade. At his back, arrayed cohort by cohort to his left and right, were the soldiers of the 5th. At right angles to the 5th, and forming the second side of a square, were the men of the 21st, Vetera's other legion. The square's third side was made up of the fort's auxiliaries, a mixture of skirmishers, infantry, and cavalrymen. Only the sentries, those away on official duty, and the patients in the hospital had been excused from the parade. Everyone was ready and waiting. They were no longer eager, thought Tullus, studying the men's expressionless faces, but it was hard to blame them for that. The cold out here was ball-tightening. Cloaks had been banned, for Germanicus wanted his troops looking their best, gleaming armour and weapons on view. The parade's purpose was to celebrate the army's brutal campaign in Germania, which had ended a month before. As well as honouring senior officers whose actions had stood out, the governor, Germanicus, would recognise individual soldiers' bravery. Tullus wasn't fond of ceremony, but after the summer's heavy casualties, occasions such as this were a morale boost for the men. Another vicious blast of wind whistled by, raising goosebumps on his arms and legs. "The last thing I need is men coming down with a chill," he thought, giving a loud order, allowing his soldiers to stamp their feet and move about on the spot. He did the same for 30 heartbeats, and after checking for signs of Germanicus, there were still none, Tullus took the opportunity to pace along the ranks and engage in a little banter with his men, and to see that the cohort's 5 other centurions were happy. Life had not been kind afterwards to the soldiers who had survived the ambush laid by Arminius. The majority had been split up from their comrades when they'd been transferred to other units. Matters had been made worse for Tullus by Tubero, a malevolent tribune of whom he'd fallen foul. Stripped from the rank of senior centurion of the 18th second cohort, Tullus had been reduced to an ordinary centurion in the lowlier 7th cohort of the 5th, his new legion. It had taken 5 years and recognition by Germanicus before Tullus had been promoted again to his current position, commanding the 7th cohort. After the disaster, Tullus had also been shorn of most of the troops he'd saved. Caedicius, one of Tullus's few senior-ranking friends, had ensured that not all were moved into other units, and he gave thanks for that mercy every day. Foremost...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?